Well, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. My goodness. I wonder who's on here who has not forgotten God on Thanksgiving. I believe some people forgot it. They done forgot who God is on Thanksgiving. I can't wait to fuss at somebody who done forgot who God is and what he's done on his day, but don't want to give him any thanks. Nevertheless, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 awesome God we serve. You know, we've been on this prayer call. I'm calling it the Underground Railroad. We've been on here faithfully committed the last 30 days, and we did it 30 days before, and we're at it again. Amen. Praying that the hand of the enemy, you know, I was thinking about it. Not only does prayer reveal the plan of God, you know, prophecy reveals the plan of God, but it also reveals what the devil is trying to do. And so our job is to stop it. You know, it was God who spoke to Jonah. He said, go down there to Nineveh, amen, and tell them people that destruction is coming. You know, Jonah got upset and didn't want to go. Nevertheless, it was through the word of the Lord, and everything that God shows us doesn't have to happen, especially if it's what the enemy is trying to do. My God, stop it. Block it. Halamosia. Hinder it. Steal the hand of the enemy. That's why this morning while we were praising God, things got stopped. Psalm 8 declares, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength, hallelujah, that thou mightest steal the avenger. You stop the devil right in his tracks when you give God the praise. Amen. When you don't get upset, you don't murmur, you don't complain. You just give God the praise. Everything didn't turn out the way you wanted, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. Thankful for my life. Thankful for life, health, and strength. Thank him for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank God that I have eyes to see, hands to touch, legs to walk, a nose to smell. Amen. A mouth to taste. My God, do you ever thank God for your taste buds? Amen. See, COVID-19 should have made you appreciate your taste buds. Some of you had it and lost your taste. Amen. You wouldn't have been able to, my God, taste that macaroni and cheese and collard greens and whatever you had today for Thanksgiving. But thank God for your taste buds. Thank God for your ability to smell. Amen. Thank God that you're not paralyzed. Amen. You're not a paraplegic. Someone didn't have to feed you today. You're able to feed yourself, able to move by yourself. That's a reason to bless the God of your salvation. So when you praise him, he said, in his gates with thanksgiving and in his courts with praise. So when you thank him and praise him, you steal the avenger. You stop that monkey right in his tracks. And makes him back a ball for you. And that's what we're doing. I have Prophet Vincent on today. And I told him to just teach for a couple of minutes, talk about prayer, and then take us into prayer. Amen. God's been doing some awesome things. And like I said, 1,000 people every day, 2,000, you know, basically over 2,000 people every day here calling on the name of the Lord in prayer. Believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Prophet Vincent, it's in your hands. Go as the Spirit of God leads you.
Major, God bless you so much. Thank you very much for this opportunity to serve and lead prayer on Thanksgiving. God bless everyone who's on. I believe that it is such a great day, such a great time to pray. One thing about prayer is that many people don't tend to look at is sacrifice. It is good to thank God when I have it all going good for me. It is one thing to pray to God when I'm in need, when I'm drowning in the waters, and it is another thing to just thank him and pray to him when I have no need. In other words, it is important that we pray to God when there is a need and when there is no need. It is important that we stay in constant touch with God. For the more we stay in touch with the Lord, the more we stay out of touch with the enemy. In fact, prayer will keep you out of sin. and prayerlessness cause you to fall in sin and unwanted temptations and trials and challenges. No wonder King David said the other day, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. He knew the essence of the house of God. Scripture said the other day, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to that name and they are saved. The Bible said the other day, men ought to pray not sometime, but at all time. Christ said the other day, Scripture said the other day, it is important that you pray and not faint. Pray that you don't fall into temptation. So prayer is a lifeline of every believer. Is a lifeline of every believer. It is not something that we use to see God as some kind of Santa Claus. And so if you are on tonight on this elevated platform, I believe that it is a privilege. It is a privilege to pray with the major prophet. It is a privilege to come together and pray. Scripture makes us understand in Psalm 133 that how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I believe that as we are gathered in unity, something is about to be unleashed upon us. The Bible says in Genesis that when the Lord came down and saw that the people were united, Scripture, King James says, and the Lord saw that the Lord said, the people is one. Behold, the people is one. And now that they are one, nothing will be restrained from them. Beloved, that's powerful. It stands to reason that when we gather together as one people in prayer, nothing will be restrained. Your healing cannot be withheld. Your deliverance cannot be withheld. Your breakthrough cannot be withheld. Not a thing you are believing God for can be withheld. And so right now, for the next few moments, wherever you are, I want you to just begin to thank God for the opportunity, this privilege to call on Him. Lamandi Kabahaya. It is a privilege, it is an honor to call on Him, to praise Him, to pray to Him, to get connected to Him again. In days of old, many had to travel to Shiloh, to Israel, to seek God. But my goodness, thank God you and I don't have to travel any longer. Right where you are, God is there. He's here, He's there, and everywhere. And by reason of our unity in spirit, we are lifting our voices right now. In thanksgiving, we are saying, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for seeing us through 2020 when COVID hit, when there was a pandemic. Lord, you preserved us. Lord, you kept us. And for that cause, we are grateful. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we praise your name. Spirit of the living God, we honor you this hour. Spirit of the living God, we magnify your name. Father, there is no God like you. Father, there is no king like you. Elohim, none can be compared unto your name. We lift your name on high. We magnify your name. I thank you right now, oh God, for the grace that you are releasing upon us in this season. Thank you for seasonal grace. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your healing power that you are releasing upon the lives of your people. Spirit of the living God, your name be exalted, your name be praised. We thank you right now that the spirit of this age is taking its hand of the children of your people in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we magnify your name, we praise your name, we celebrate who you are. In the name of Jesus, Adonai, Adonai, your name be glorified. Adonai, your name be magnified. For there is no God like you. There is no king like you. Spirit of the living God, I thank you right now that you are moving. You are moving in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name. We praise your holy name. You are God all by yourself. You are king all by yourself.
yourself. Father, your word says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I thank you that in the midst of someone's darkness, your Spirit is still at work. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now that in the midst of someone's calamity, your Spirit is still at work. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we praise you. Spirit of the living God, we magnify you. Thank you that you are here with us. I thank you that someone that is calling in from a hospital on their sick bed, you are there with them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that someone who lost a loved one, that you are filling that void that was left behind. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, your name be magnified. Jesus, your name be praised. Jesus, we lift your name on high. We thank you for the set man of this ministry. Thank you for Major Prophet Brian Khan and how you have preserved him, how you have preserved him in spite of him. We thank you for all that you have done and that which you continue to do in the leader, in the lives of the leaderships of this ministry. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are lifting this ministry up higher. Thank you that you are causing a new dawn, a new dawn, a new dawn to be opened up for this ministry. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the release of helpers for this ministry. In the name of Jesus, precious Adonai, we praise your name. We magnify your name. Zemoko dibiri atenia pa. Zemunta namanie. Zabagadimi atantania.
Prophet, I don't know if your phone went on mute because you got happy or if we lost you. And if you did, we're just going to call back. Sister Joy, let me know when he comes back. Pastor Butler, you want to take it from there? And then I come in. I'm going to come in about 5 minutes if you're on, Pastor Butler. You can take it from there for about five more minutes if you're on.
So, Lamb of God, we exalt your name. We bless you and we pick up from where he left off and exalted and esteemed the eye. We decree and declare that you are the matchless one, and there is none to be compared with you. You are the Most High, the exalted one. You're the Prince of Life and the King of Glory, the soon coming King, and whom we live, move, and have our being. Adonai, oh God, we bless you right now with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your wondrous name. Thank you for keeping us all day. Thank you for keeping our minds stayed in heavenly places from whence cometh the Savior. We thank you right now, Lamb of God, that you saved the hand of accidents, incidents, those that were seen, those that were not seen, whether they were internal or external, whether they were, Lord Jesus, through vehicle, or whether it was through human, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, intervention. We thank you that it did not come nigh us. Oh, we bless you. Father, how excellent is your name on all the earth, and your glory is set above the heavens. Hallelujah. God, we adore you. We exalt you. Be magnified from this time forth and forevermore. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Hallelujah. What shall we render unto you for all your many benefits unto us? We take the cup of salvation and we call upon the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hear me strongly. I feel strongly in my spirit. I feel strongly in my spirit that we ought to pray for some doors. Paul said the other day that a great and effectual door has been opened unto me, but many are the adversaries. We are lifting our voices in prayer right now, and we are saying, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say right now, any door, any season door, any door of favor, any door of increase, any door of breakthrough that has been opened, that the enemy is holding us back from going through those doors. Say right now, by fire, in the name of Jesus, say right now, by the hand of God, let the adversary be arrested in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Begin to pray right now that any adversary that is standing at the door of your healing, at the door of your increase, at the door that has been opened, even unto the nations for major prophets, that the enemy is serving as a hindrance at the entrance thereof. We are saying, Father, by prayer, in the name of Jesus, let the adversary be bound right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind any adversary assigned to the door of increase for this ministry, any adversary assigned to the door of favor, to the door of excellence for this ministry right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let the adversary that stands at the door hindering your people be bound in the name of Jesus. We bind that adversary and we declare from a heavenly perspective that Satan, you have no hand in this door. In the name of Jesus, we command any adversary, any demonic power, any occultic power that have been sent to hinder, to limit, to frustrate the cause of anyone under the sound of my voice from entering into the door of success, the door of increase, the door of blessing that will be open right now by prayer in the name of Jesus. We bind, and we declare nothing, no one, no devil, no demon will hinder the entrance of God's people into these doors in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, as we lay our voice and exercise authority and dominion, we ask angelic enforcement in the name of Jesus concerning these doors that have been opened for your people right now. Oh God, anything that is hindering major prophets from going through the doors that have been opened right now by prayer in the name of Jesus, le masua atuntani ape 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 suantalahados. In the name of Jesus, now beloved, doors are needed for you to move from one level to another. You go through a door, even in your own house, for you to move from one level to another. You go through a door, and what the enemy does is that he hinders people. Scripture says in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, he says, verse 7, and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write, these things said he that is true, he that hath the key of David, said he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shut it, and he that shut, and no man opened. He says this, I know thy works. And behold, I have set before thee an open door. We've been praying. This ministry has been praying for 30 days. And now it is another 30-day session. God sees the labor of this ministry. God sees the labor of major prophet. God is seeing your labor, your faithfulness, even on this day. And like the church of Philadelphia, I would assume that the Lord would say, I'm opening the windows of heaven for you, or I'm going to pour out gold and silver. But no, Jesus says, say to them, the angel of the church, behold, he that had the key of David, he that opens and no one shuts, he that shuts and no one opens, said he, behold, I've opened a door before you. Their reward was a door. Their reward was a door. Beloved, you need a door. You need an open door. And right now we are praying that the Lord will cause doors to be opened. Many more doors for this ministry. That the Lord will cause doors to be opened for someone's business under the sound of my voice. That the Lord will cause doors to be opened for someone's career. I pray right now we are lifting our voice in prayer. We are saying, oh Lord, let doors be opened. Let doors be opened. For Paul and Silas to get out of prison, they needed their doors to be opened. Acts chapter 16, verse 25, 26. It says, at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang praises. There was an earthquake, and behold, there was a shaking, and all their doors were open. Right now, we are commanding any door that must be open in this season. We are commanding it to be open in the name of Jesus. In your career, your business, your marriage, this ministry for Prophet Brian Carr, we are saying, Father, let doors be open in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice wherever you are. Begin to pray in your car at home. Begin to pray at the dinner table. Gather your family. Pray right now. Oh, Lord, open doors. Oh, Lord, open doors. Oh, Lord, open doors. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this hour. Oh, Lord, and we stand on the authority and the power that you have bestowed upon us. We stand united. And right now, by that authority, we command doors to be opened. Let doors of favor be opened for your people. Let the doors of increase be open. Be open. In the name of Jesus, we command open doors right now. Let the doors be open. Let the doors of healing be open. Let the doors of shalom be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open for major prophet. Let the doors of America be open like never before. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, any ancient door of victory that has been reserved for one to open in this season, we command those doors to be open in the name of Jesus. Father, the doors, the ancient doors of victory, let those doors be open in the name of Jesus. For your man servant, in the name of Jesus, we declare right now as we stand united, let these doors be open, be open, be open, be open, be open, be open.
Kadala wala dala hazizan beleve kitaya. Lebrondola kudala manteleme. Le mandilimi I kandala hazaya. Zuvundilimi kikele mandala ho. Mulabahaza. Zevandala hakatune me. Lele mandala hadila bahaza. We are commanding those doors to be open. We are commanding those doors to be open. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray this prayer. I'm going to hit on another pillar. One of those pillars that we're going to hit is government and law. Come on. We are praying for government and for law. I'm led of the Spirit to pray for the government. That's another pillar. Remember, the first pillar was family. But another pillar is government and law. We are praying right now in the name of Jesus that God would move upon those in government. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Father, you commanded us to pray for those in authority. Now, let me tell you why this is key. Because God said, I'll cause men to give unto your bosom. And depending on who's in government would determine what checks get written. Amen. The reason that you was able to receive that PPP and the reason you was able to receive that, whatever that stuff was called, when everybody was happy to be getting them checks and all that stuff. Hallelujah. But the reason that you was able to receive, I forgot that, you know, that $1,200, that $1,500, whatever it was. The reason you were able to receive all of that is because somebody in government wrote a policy. Somebody in government legislated it. Now, somebody legislated it in the spirit, but then the government legislated in the natural, you know, stimulus. That's right. The reason you were able to get that stimulus check was because of government. Which means it matters who's in control. And we have to pray because the Bible declares that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. I said, when the righteous rule, it is the people that rejoice. So one of the pillars, one of the gatekeepers of the world is government and law. And we have to pray for God to put people in power who will not make ungodly laws. We have to pray for God to put people in power who will not be a burden to the church, who will not be a burden to the body of Christ, who will not be a burden to your sons, who will not be a burden to your culture. Amen. There are laws that have been written. Amen. Redlining, things that have been written against cultures, all right, to stop us. But we're praying for government. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I pray for those in authority, and I ask now for the counsel of God to be their portion. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, come on, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you for the president. I lift up Joe Biden today. I lift up Kamala Harris today. And I lift up those who sit in council with him. I thank you today that you are giving unto them divine direction. Not just him, but anyone who has his ear. Anyone who has the ear of the president. Anyone who has the ear of the vice president. Anyone who has the ear of governors. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are giving them divine guidance and divine direction. Father, I thank you that whenever power transfers, that there will be a successful transition from one party to another party in every area, in every scope of governance. I pray in the name of Jesus that anyone who is attempting to hijack the process for their own agenda will be exposed, will be arrested. Father, I thank you, and I terminate every assignment of every political hijacker, every demonic hijacker, anyone who gets in government with their own agenda. I thank you that they will be exposed and their plan will be terminated. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every public institution. I pray, hallelujah, for the police department. I pray for every department, the fire department, the police department. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, for those who've been called to serve and protect. I pray for hospitals. I thank you for every public sector. I thank you that they will serve faithfully. Father, grant unto us vision. Give us unity. Give us insight in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name that you would give our country a burden for America. Grant unto us a supernatural burden. Grant unto us a burden to pray for this nation. For you said in your word that if my people called by your name would humble themselves and pray, if we would seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you would hear from heaven, you would forgive our sin, and you would heal the land. We are praying for divine healing. Heal our land. Heal our land in America. Heal our land in North America. Heal the land in South America. Heal the land in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in Antarctica, and Australia. We are decreeing that you are healing the land. Father, heal the land and the nations of the earth. We need healing. Heal our land from murder, from crime, from suicide, from perversion. Father, I thank you today that you are healing our land. I thank you in the name of Jesus that there will be no form of political instability. There will be no uprise, no upheaval. I come against riots. I come against civil war in the name of Jesus. Let justice prevail. Let justice prevail. Let justice prevail. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, let justice prevail. I thank you that justice will prevail. I thank you that we will not destroy this nation with our own agendas. Let the good things remain in place so that we can stay in progress. I thank you for the wisdom of God being their portion. I thank you that wherever the sole of their feet shall tread, you will grant it unto us. God, put a grace upon the governors. Put a grace upon the mayors. Put a grace, a supernatural grace upon commissioners and senators, upon Congress, upon the House of Representatives. God, get in their mind. Give them God laws. Possess their bodies. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that they are writing policies that are favorable to the church. They are writing policies that are favorable to me. They are writing laws that are favorable to the body of Christ. I thank you for favor in KCC with governors, with mayors, with presidents, with prime ministers, with kings. Grant unto us favor. Favor in Houston. favor in Jacksonville, favor in Charlotte. Father, I thank you that you are raising up KCC as gatekeepers in the city, and you are giving us favor, and we will determine what comes in and what goes out. Grant unto us favor. Open the door of favor. Prophet Vincent prayed for favor of doors. May the door concerning government be open unto us now. Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. May every door concerning government open unto us now. Give us favor with the chief of police. Give us favor with fire departments, district attorneys, and attorney generals. Give us favor, hallelujah, with mayors and deputies. God, you're the God that has the power to put our name on the mind of somebody. May the name of KCC be put on the president's agenda. May the name of KCC be put on the governor's agenda. May my name be put in the mind of the president. Speak to somebody and grant unto us favor. Open the door. Open the door. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's somebody on this call who has a legal matter, and by divine authority as the governor in the spirit, I overturn it. Father, I understand by the Holy Ghost that a governor is the only one in a state that has the power to pardon. In the name of Jesus, as a governor in the spirit, I pardon every legislation that's been written against anyone's son, anyone's daughter, anyone's mother or father, any legislation, any sentence, any conviction that has been written against them, I command it now, overturn. Huh? Overturn. Yeah. Yalaba Sotoma. Overturn. 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 We overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn it. Father, in the name of Jesus, every legal matter with the IRS, every legal matter in debt, every legal matter concerning any lawsuit, any judgment that has been written against us, against our name, against our reputation, in the name of Jesus, we overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn it. Hey, Harabosha, you better pray because I just felt something break. Ya, Baba, ya, ya. Handana mohosa, hallelujah. I said overturn. I said overturn. I said overturn, declare it to overturn, command it to overturn. We command every judgment to overturn. We command every sentence to overturn. I command it to overturn. Father, I lift up those in prison everywhere who have been wrongly accused, who've been wrongly convicted. In the name of Jesus, I command by divine authority for their judgments to be overturned. I said overturn. I said overturn in the name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Tomorrow is a good day for you. You that are off, make it to prayer at all the locations at 12 o'clock. If you can, I'll be there. Calling on the name of the Lord. I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do. Because the enemy should have killed you when he had the chance. Oh, but it's too late now. He's a dummy. He's a nutcase. You are getting ready to take over. Ha! Halabashatalamanda. Yale Osikeleme. 2022 is getting ready to be one of the best years of your life. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. I don't think that. I know that by the Spirit. I've challenged everybody, that's right, you, you and you, to meet me for watch night. Where you going to meet me at? In Charlotte, North Carolina. You're placing in my hand a seed of $500. All of you who do, I'll be releasing the word of the Lord to you for the whole year, from January to December. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord to your life. That ain't what I think. I'm telling what I know. But guess what God also wants me to do? Is after watch night service, you're going to go home. But we're going to come back on January the 1st, probably about 5 o'clock. God been dealing with me about it. And we're going to start our first day of the new year in prayer. I said we're going to start our first day of the new year in prayer. Just about 2 hours, we're going to pray, make some declarations, and we're going to command goodness and mercy to be our portion in the year of 2022. Now listen. I would not let nothing stop me from making it to watch night service in Charlotte, North Carolina. I told you come by plane, by train. Hey, hallelujah. Come by go-kart. Hallelujah. I mean that. Come by bumper cars if you want to. Doesn't make me no, never mind. But make your way to 3409 Brookshire Boulevard to receive everything God has for you on watch night. We honor God for Prophet Vincent and those prayers. Very powerful what he says about those people who are unified. God said that I got to go down there and trouble them because them people are one. And if they stay as one, they're going to accomplish their goal. And if we can get that same attitude in prayer and get on one accord, guess what? We cannot be stopped. So we got to get in a heart of prayer, a mind to pray. And let not prayer just become something that you do. See, sometimes you can get so caught up in prayer that you just pray to pray. And then you no longer get any results because your prayer don't have a target. Prayer always needs a project. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Your prayer needs a project. It didn't say if you afflicted, cry. It didn't say if you afflicted, jump and go buy some Tylenol and some Advil with your powerless self. He said that if you are afflicted, you need to pray. Amen. I'm talking to you over there that's full of turkey and dressing with your full self, full of the day. Yeah. If you afflicted, the Bible said pray. The answer to affliction is prayer. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. How? Through prayer. You got a problem? Pray. You don't like where you are? Pray. You're frustrated? Pray. Everything you need is in prayer. It ain't in complaining, ain't in crying. My God, some of y'all are babies. It's time to grow up. This is the year of 2022, and God's giving you a do-over. The Lord hasn't exactly given me, I know what I'm preaching, but I do know this, that this is the year of starting over. This is the do-over year, and you can make some changes. Got to get myself together because I got someplace to go, and I'm praying when I get there, I see everyone I know. This is your time to make those changes and transition for where the Lord is about to take you. Well, we got prayer in the morning. That's right, prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I want you to push yourself, but get up and pray. And let's call on the name of the Lord. Don't you dare get distracted. And don't you lose your motivation to pray, because there's power when we come together and pray and intercede. Well, you are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I'm excited about your future. I hope you're excited about mine. We got prayer tomorrow at 6 a.m. and then 12 o'clock at all locations. This is your opportunity for you that are off to give God an hour of your day. Amen. I'll be in prayer calling on the name of the Lord. You are blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving, your food. Hope you're full as a tick. Amen. Bless the Lord. I know I am. And I'm going to eat some more. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be in shape by January 1st. I believe God. Anything is possible to him that believe. You are blessed. More grace. I'll see you in the morning, 6 a.m.